Thank you, Vanessa. We are here thanks to the great people at Bryden's Lawyers, the legal experts, you know that. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Bryden's Lawyers. Their number, keep it handy, put it in the phone, 1-800-848-848. And it's been a tiger-free day so far. No mention. Oh, did we mention Mitchell Moses in relation to tigers? Might have. Michelle, yeah. Just a brief mention. Right now, we've got a very special guest on the line. Of course, we are all still, well, you know, it's bittersweet. It was a wonderful performance. It's got to be one of the best performances by any Australian team in defeat. Maybe as good as Magnussen, second by 1/100th of a second. It's certainly up there. But who wasn't proud of what the Socceroos did yesterday against Argentina, the 2-1 defeat? And it was almost a case of, you know, what if, maybe, could have, all of those things. And right now, our very special guest on the line, Socceroos legend and coach of Western United, John Aloisi, joining us, of course, to discuss the Socceroos campaign. But let me tell you, he's also part of a very special series about to screen on Channel 10, which will document Western United's journey to create an A-League club from the ground up. It's called United. It's on 10 Play and Paramount Plus from Wednesday. But I'm pretty sure, as a former Socceroo and a star in our qualification for the 06 World Cup, John Aloisi would be very proud of what he witnessed from the national team over the weekend. In fact, right through the tournament. John, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on.
Where does it rank? The performance yesterday, it's defeat. It's 2-1 and we're knocked out of the round of 16. But where does that rank alongside matches that you've seen or been a part of in your life, John?
Yeah, it has to be right up there. Look, I'll go back to probably 2006 when we were pretty gallant in defeat against Italy, who became the eventual champions in the round of 16. We lost 1-0 last kick of the game. It was a penalty. But the boys just performed so well throughout the tournament. You know, there were questions being asked after the 4-1 drubbing of France, and the way they were able to turn it around and beat Tunisia and then go and beat Denmark, and then against a world-class team and arguably the best player of all time, Lionel Messi, and take it to them. And, you know, they were very unlucky not to get an equaliser towards the end. It has to be up there. It definitely does. You know, so proud to see the Socceroos do so well. And we haven't got the names, that playing at the highest level in the top European leagues. But as a team, I don't think anyone wanted to play against us.
John, if you had an open checkbook at Western United, and some of these EPL clubs do have an open checkbook, who would you be trying to sign from that Socceroos team that impressed you the most?
Oh, that's a good question. It's a bit hard to say because a few of them are already contracted to other A-League teams like Matthew Leckie and Craig Goodwin. Geraint Kwol is probably the most exciting. He's only 18 years old and he's got such a great future. He scored, coming in. Right at the end, he signed for Newcastle United in the Premier League, so I don't think I'll have a chance there. Young Backus, who started in the midfield, I thought did exceptionally well. Aziz Bayic, who I coached early on in his career at Melbourne Heart, he was exceptional. We nearly scored a Messi-esque-like goal. So I thought that he was probably our best player of the tournament. And big Harry Suter at the back, what a beast he is. And so calm on the ball. I thought he was also outstanding throughout the whole tournament.
It's good. You've written out a few checks there, John. Well done. I'm getting on Western United now, looking at the sports bet prices as we speak. That's quite a side you've put together. Look, I said yesterday, and suddenly everyone was a football expert and we're all buying and watching, but gee, there were some what-if moments or almost or coulds. Right down to Kwol at the finish. I mean, he could have, if it was just a little higher, it's going to go in top right corner, isn't it? And Australia's two all going off to a penalty shootout.
Yeah, there were so many of those moments. And look, you can even go back and it's unfortunate Matt Ryan made that mistake because I thought that he had an exceptional tournament and he's our record, games at World Cups, at 10 games at the World Cup for Australia, along with Matthew Leckie. So he was exceptional. But, that mistake, did that cost us? Because Argentina weren't creating chances until that stage. They had that one messy moment that they scored, and they'll finally get hard to break us down. And we had our moments. But, that's part of football. You know, if you don't take your chances, then, you know, it comes back to bite you. But it was a positive performance. It was such a good performance from the boys.
We're just watching at the moment, John, England up 3-0 over Senegal. Who are your favourites to win the tournament now?
Yeah, that's a tough one. England have got France next game. France won 3-1 this morning against Poland. And Mbappe scored two amazing goals. He's on fire. And England look like they're unstoppable. And they meet each other next round. So, you know, Brazil, you can't go past them. You can't go past, you know, the Argentina still, because they're finding ways to win. You know, they've got the Netherlands next, who look strong under Louis van Gaal, an experienced coach. There's quite a few teams that could win it. I can't really pinpoint one favourite, because I think there's a few that could go all the way.
All righty. And now, John, we need to talk about John Aloisi, the actor. well, you are part of it. Now, honestly, when they do these docos and they follow you, and that's part of the deal, that, you know, Western United's journey last season, unlike anything else, vision to create an A-League club from the ground up, build a community, Melbourne's fastest growth corridor, all those things. But when it all boils down to it, it's football. It's about winning and losing. And it's going into the inner sanctum, and you're giving us, the viewer and the fan, unbelievable access. Was it all one take? I need to know that. We need to know that. Did you?
I can tell you now, Vossi, I did not act. Believe me, when you see the footage, you'll see there was a few angry moments. There was a few moments that, you know, the emotion gets the better of you. The camera follows you around, and half the time you don't even really think about it, because it just becomes normal. But it's a great watch, you know, especially the fifth and sixth episode, when, you know, it gets down to the final series, and, you know, the tension's there, the emotion's there. You know, even through from our chairman to the CEO, you know, having a bit of an argument with each other, because, you know, the chairman ran late for the photo. It's quite funny to see, because you can really sense sometimes in sport there is tension, and the nerves kick in. But it's a great story. The journey, it shows what the journey of the club at the start, you know, how hard it is for a club that come into it. You know, it's only 3 seasons old, but during the COVID period, and to try and build something, try and build a stadium, try and build a training precinct, a whole area. And it is, you know, going to be amazing once it's done. But, you know, the difficulties that they face. So all that's involved. It's a great storyline. And to win it within the third season is incredible.
Now, if I was in your shoes, John, I would have been a bit worried taking on this documentary, because I've got a theory that there's a bit of a jinx when they do documentaries like this. Now, I've watched Sunderland Till I Die, Welcome to Wrexham, and probably the saddest story of all, Tiger Town, about the West Tigers here in Sydney. Were you worried, having watched some of those other documentaries, that it could be a bit of a jinx on the club?
You know what? I was a little bit worried. I had no say, though, because the chairman said, we're doing it, and that's it. but I was a little bit worried, not because of the other docos. It's just that, because you don't know what can come out, how it could go pear-shaped. We didn't know, you know, that we're going to do well. We could have ended up bottom of the table, and that wouldn't have been a great look, would it? So it's one of those ones you just have to, you know, go with it, and still, you know, be your own person, and make sure that, you know, you're doing everything possible to get the team functioning and winning games.
I'll tell you what, there's a little bit of Clooney in you. I think a bit Clooney. I think you'd be a cross between a bit Clooney, Pacino, maybe Al Pacino, sort of any given Sunday. Was there anything like that? You know, could you be a bit of Kevin Costner? Is it who would play John Aloisi if there had to be a stand-in? Have you thought about that? What actor?
Oh, I haven't thought about that one. I don't mind the George Clooney one. Maybe my grey hair, that's why the George Clooney shout's coming out.
All right.
But, I'm not sure.
I'll see if we can negotiate a similar paycheck to what George would be paid to get on the big screen. John, no, thank you for your thoughts on the Socceroos, mate. Must have brought back some great memories too of representing World Cup. It really wasn't a magical ride. It was only brief, like it's only a few weeks, but so much action, so many highlights. And great to hear your thoughts. But look, seriously, on United, can't wait to see it. Fans absolutely lap this stuff up. And I am told that this is really one of the best. And the fact that they've hopped on board and you go on and win the damn thing. That's incredible. So it's going to be great to watch United on 10 Play and Paramount Plus from this Wednesday with John Aloisi, a.k.a. George Clooney. John, thanks for coming on the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, boys.
There we go, John Aloisi. Get around it, United. A series with an access all areas pass into the inner workings of a newly formed football club, but in a year where they go on to win the A-League final. I mean, this was a club that had no home ground, hemorrhaging, you know, literally millions of dollars, had a streak of losses and had sacked their first coach. So, you know, to pick it up and turn it around, documentary, you're right, James.
I'm telling you, there is a jinx. I've watched so many of these docos, Bossy, and every time they end in tears, every time. Yeah. If I was them, I would have been so worried about taking that on. But it's a good news story, so I'm pumped to watch one where there's a happy ending.
Yeah, there you go. You had to put it into the Tigers. There I was just saying, pumping up Brighton. We haven't done anything Tigers yet. You bring it into the John Aloisi interview. All right. As we head to the break, here's Vanessa with Sydney's traffic. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.